which is always good. So we'll take some calls on NBA. We'll take some calls on golf. We'll hear from some of the principals involved. There are a number of side stories, sidebar stories involved with the U.S. Open. And again, Justin Rose, one of the great young players who I remember that first British Open when he was 17 and was in contention late. And what a long wait it's been for him. But, I mean, again, he's still very young, which is good for him. But he's been on the scene for a long, long time. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to Josh Dickinson, my favorite caddy on the PGA Tour. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Justin. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm good. So, Marion lived up to the test that we had hoped for, I guess, and maybe even surpassed that with nobody finishing at par or below.
Yeah. I mean, that's... You know, that's part USGA, part golf course, and it was brutal. You know, the par threes are just so hard that, basically they were guaranteed to play over par for the week. So then the short holes, you know, where you actually had a wedge in your hand, you could try to make a birdie, they played around par. So, I mean, it was brutal, man. Every swing needed to be the greatest swing you've ever made.
Other than that, it was pretty easy, right?
Yeah, well, other than that, it was totally cake.
Yeah. What about, tell me about these par threes. And again, you get to the point where it's almost unfair. And I think it was maybe Curtis Strange talking about how, you know, they went out of their way to lengthen, you know, a couple of the par threes where you had in the past a really short par three, a really long par three, and a couple of other variety, garden variety par threes mixed in. Now it's three really long par threes and then the one extremely short par three. So talk about the difficulty of that and what kinds of shots Edward Lohr was hitting into those long par threes.
All right, well, I'll just do yesterday, for example. One and two, pretty easy holes, and then three is, it was playing at 266 yesterday, and it was blowing probably, I'd say nine to 10 miles an hour, and it was straight in your face. So for Edward, that's a three wood, but he has to he has to smash it to get it anywhere near the flag. So essentially, I mean, it was a driver hole for him, and he's one of the longer players on any tour. So it's just it seems silly to the pros, and I'm sure that the general public likes to see the guys hit awful shots every now and again. Makes them feel like it's okay.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, it's fun to watch them struggle and shoot around par, but yeah, I think it does get a little bit ridiculous when you're talking about having to hit driver or, you know, a really, really spectacular three wood to get to a par three. It seems a little bit ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But you guys did have a really good round going. We talked about it earlier. You guys had an unbelievable front nine on Saturday. I think you shot three under, including an eagle on the front nine. So talk to me about that Saturday performance on the front nine especially.
Well, I wasn't Saturday wasn't as impressive to me as Friday afternoon was. I mean, Edward really wasn't hitting it too good the first few days of the week. He doesn't really like practice rounds, but it's the U.S. Open, so we played one every day. He wasn't really hitting it too cleanly. But Friday afternoon, something clicked, and I just hear the sound. I can tell when he hits it solid and when he doesn't. And I heard that sound, and then we finished off that day shooting one over. So Saturday morning, I knew it was going to be pretty good. I mean, if we made some putts or if he made some putts, we were going to have a chance to shoot under par. And anything around par on that golf course is phenomenal. I mean, that's what people don't understand. Three under is not, I mean, you know, that's exceptional. But through 17 holes Saturday, we were two over on the day, but we had moved up five spots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, people say, oh, man, I wish you could have kept it going. Well, if we'd have kept it going, we'd have had to lead by four. I mean, you know, that's how almost impossible that is. So, you know, to shoot three over Saturday was fine. And then yesterday, you know, you just grind it out and do the best you can do, and the best we could do was six over.
Well, and some people, you know, they'll complain, and this happens every year, about the setup of the U.S. Open. And I can't remember, maybe it was, maybe it was Luke Donald, but talking about how 18 was set up, and maybe it was one of the, oh, you know who was? It was actually Scott Van Pelt talking about how, you know, they talk about trying to make it difficult, but trying to make it fair, and he said, well, 18 really wasn't fair. He's like, that's, you know, when you look at the fact that nobody birdied 18, I mean, there is something to be said for that. I mean, these are the best players in the world, and I know it's supposed to be a great test, but when zero people are able to birdie a hole, it seems a little bit crazy to me.
It's a little bit much. We played yesterday with Bubba Watson, and, you know, obviously he's one of the longest players on the tour. And, you know, he hit a really, I mean, what I thought was a perfect drive off of 18, and he's long enough to get it kind of over the hill where he's only going to have a five or six iron in. Mm-hmm. and it rolls just in. There's a slope there that where it takes it down into the rough, and you can't help it. I mean, there's no way to stop it in the fairway. So, I mean, it's essentially impossible. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing that gets me. It's like when you rely on luck, when there's any luck involved, to me, that takes away from it a little bit. But, you know, give credit where it's due. And, you know, Justin Rose, with the conditions, played it better than anybody else did. So who else was in your group yesterday?
Just played twosomes yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was
Saturday
that?
Saturday we played with Russell Knox and Patrick Harrington.
Oh, wow. You get a couple of guys from the UK. That's kind of cool. So what was it like being with – have you been in a competitive round with Bubba before?
I'm sorry, Justin. Say that again.
By the way, Josh Dickinson joining us on the Revolution Hotline. He's at the airport if you haven't caught on. Have you played in a competitive round with Bubba before?
I have not. No.
Okay. So how was that?
You know, it was actually all right, man. He's an okay guy. You know, he gets a lot of flack, man. There's a lot of people screaming for him, and you know, a lot of people want a lot out of him, and it's hard to accommodate everybody. You know, if he signs one ball, he's got to sign 10,000.
Sure.
You know, it can be a little much, I'm sure. He has a lot to deal with, I'll say that.
I know you're trying to catch a flight, so I just want to ask you a couple things about Edward Lohr, and you were heaping praise upon him last week. And for those who don't know, this is a guy that was second on the web.com tour going into this weekend. Just talk to me about him a little bit and what your expectation is of him. I mean, there's a much better-known Oklahoma State golfer who was in contention late yesterday in Ricky Fowler, but Edward Lohr is a name that I think many people will know in the very near future.
I couldn't agree more. You know, he's so little known that Johnny Miller and the rest of the clowns in the booth up there were telling everybody that was watching him shoot the grass off of it Saturday morning that he was an Asian Tour player. He's an Asian Tour player. He played most of his golf in Asia. Well, none of that's true. I mean, it's just all you got to do is Google the guy,
right,
and you know who he is. I mean, it's just simple. And, you know, he's won twice on the web.com in the last 2 years. He's already got his card locked up for next year. So, you know, he's playing on, you know, essentially playing on house money until the playoffs. And now I'm talking about the playoffs for the web.com, which is a whole nother disaster, but that's, you know, that's too much. That's for another show. But just keep your eyes open for Edward Lohr. He's a big lefty, hits it a long way. And, you know, I think he's poised to do a lot of good things.
Playing from that side of the ball, I mean, again, everybody was sort of watching Phil Mickelson yesterday, and he had his moments of spectacular golf yesterday. Just really couldn't make enough putts. From a left-hander's perspective, any impact one way or the other? You felt like Marion benefited or didn't benefit a left-handed player or the way he hits the ball?
Not in the least. That golf course is so hard that, like, the short holes that are 300 yards long, you have to hit, like, 5 irons or 6 irons off the tee. Like, Bubba hit an 8-iron off the tee on a par 4 yesterday. And,
jeez,
you know, you have to curve it like 30 yards. I mean, it's insane how precise you have to be on every swing. I mean, it's literally nuts.
That's wild. Well, man, safe travel back, and we'll catch up with you again soon. And when you have a little more time, obviously, there are clearly some other things we could dig into a little bit deeper. So I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Well, I actually got a minute now if you need to take a break or whatever, but I sure do appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, we're actually going to we've got another interview lined up here in a few minutes. I just want to get your thoughts on Marion, but we got a few other things on from a PGA standpoint that I want to, when you get some time to kick it with us in the studio again, man, we'd love to have you back up.
I can't wait, buddy. I'll be home in a couple weeks. I'll call you when I get home.
Sounds good. Be safe. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care. It's Josh Dickinson.
It was well done. That's difficult to do, is focus on an interview and answer a question where you're trying to think while you've got a loudspeaker in your left ear and children in your right ear.
You want to make sure you don't miss your flight, too. But what a great experience, and what a great performance on his first U.S. Open for Edward Lohr. Again, when you think about a guy, that's his first go-round, and he ties Bubba Watson and Tiger Woods, who have been in that situation many times over. Pretty good performance, I would say, by a good young player.
I wonder what the reasoning would be when, you know, the people that run the U.S. Open or any of the major golf tournaments, why they would make a hole virtually impossible to birdie. What's the point behind that? I understand that it's the course versus the players, mm-hmm. and not necessarily the players versus each other. So you try to design it to make it difficult and make it, you know, let these guys show what they can do. But why would you make it so difficult where it's just about impossible to birdie?
I think their whole goal is, and it seems like that's the deal every year. And I like the U.S. Open because you do see the guys struggle. And, I mean, you saw things yesterday that you don't – I mean, Rory McIlroy broke his wedge after hitting a couple balls in the water. I mean, it is the ultimate test mentally. I mean, and it's hard to keep your focus. I mean, some guys like me go through that every single round they ever play. So it's interesting to see those guys struggle. That's always the goal, is to keep them around par, at par, just above par, just below par, whatever it is. And yesterday, again, one over wins it. So congratulations to Justin Rose, a guy that's been grinding for a long time to get there. You hate it for Phil Mickelson, but we'll hear from Phil coming up a little bit later. Also Tiger Woods, but Justin Rose wins. So Justin Rose gets the sound bites. That's what the victor gets. You see how this works.
I think, you know, a lot of us come from great men, and we have that responsibility to our children to show them what a great man can be. And that was my goal today, just to sort of carry myself in a way that I could be proud when I came off the golf course. And, you know, for it just to all to work out for me on such an emotional day, you know, I just couldn't help but look up to the heavens and think that my old dad, Ken, had something to do with it.
There you go. And on Father's Day, Justin Rose's father has passed away. And so, you know, again, that's not something to be able to share for him, but certainly can dedicate it to him. And great moment for him and a great week of golf for him. So it was fun to watch, though, and that's the thing. You know, then there were some great moments, though. I mean, Phil Mickelson, you know, holes a wedge for eagle at one point yesterday on 10. I mean, there were some great moments. A chip in to keep his round alive, Jason Day, yesterday. I mean, there was some good golf made. But again, Rose made a couple of key putts. Phil Mickelson couldn't, and that was the difference.
Will this tournament be remembered more for how hard the course was and the idea that the course won more than anything else? Or will it be more remembered for another Phil Mickelson second place finish in Rose's first title?
I think more so the latter, and because I think every U.S. Open is sort of that way, where it's extremely difficult, and there are always guys complaining, and it's always that week I look forward to see these guys. I don't enjoy seeing them struggle, but it does make you realize they are human.
It's got
to
make you feel better as a hack golfer,
right? And again, every course is like that for us. I don't care if we're playing Rebsman or, you know, whatever people might consider to be a relatively easy track to get around. I mean, my best round ever was at Stone Links. I mean, but the bottom line is it's hard every single round for me when you're no good. These guys are great. When you watch them make 24 under in a tournament one week, it is interesting to see them hang around par and pray that they can shoot even par or close to it. So anyway, let me take Keith real quick. Then we come back and we'll talk some NBA hoops.